with Brent Terhune. Take the load off and listen soon. We're gonna have a real good time for you. The Field Trip Podcast.
Welcome back to the Field Trip Podcast. My name is Brent Terhune. Joining me for the first time on the program, Francesca Fiorentini.
Yeah, what's going on, Brent?
Thanks for having me on. I did your show, I don't know when it was, but you people, if they know you, of course they know you from a bunch of things, but I know you from the Bituation Room.
That's right, a weekly show with comedians and activists and experts digging into the news, and it's super fun. Yeah, that was so long ago when we were talking about like Middle East foreign policy. We were throwing down. It was good. You got to come back on.
I'm happy to whenever. You had a guy on that was foreign policy, and I think I asked one question, but I said, this guy knows a lot more. Let me sit back and enjoy. And I listened to your episode this week. You had an interesting guy on that was talking about fentanyl and drug smuggling.
Yeah.
And interesting points of... I've always been intrigued by having, like, I don't know what you would call it, prescription hard drugs, where he said, hey, they're going to get it. We could give it to them not necessarily at cost, but hey, this is safe and maybe a different way to treat drug addiction. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, look, I was in the hospital in labor, and the only med they offer you, I didn't take it, but is fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
Like the only thing, it's either the epidural and or fentanyl. And it's just like, yeah, it is. We understand how to give proper doses. Why can't we do that with people who are addicts? And it's like, oh, no, then they might survive, you know.
Yeah. But or the treatment, you know, what I don't know much about, but I think it's always an interesting thing of a methadone clinic or, hey, these are addicts. Maybe if we give them things that then you won't complain about the crime rate in your area or whatever, you know, like
totally.
But it's not sadly
the way that ever works.
You and the guy on your show said it's got to be for profit. And if there's money in it, then there's no, you know, reason to do it.
Can you imagine if Biden's fentanyl rolling up and like helping people, you know, stay alive, the right would have a field day. They'd freak out. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like the big pharma, too. You know, do we trust them? I mean, like the opioid epidemic is thanks to them.
Mm-hmm.
So and that all was legal, you know, Oxycontin was legal and just, you know, so when you subject it to the market, that's also its own can of worms because people just want to make a buck by selling you more and more pills, higher and higher doses.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if you get addicted? Anyway, we're starting off real heady and heavy and strong.
But that's sometimes is your show. That's why I want to give my dear listeners a taste of your show. You're on Patreon and Twitch and YouTube. You stream every Tuesday night. It's a live show, I think, that's interactive, at least what the gist I got when I just listened to your new episode. But when I was on, you can chime in as a listener, right?
That's right. Every Tuesday and Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at Franny Fio. If you want to watch live, you can also listen back as a podcast, The Bituation Room, wherever you get your podcasts. And also Twitch, if people fuck with Twitch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's also live there.
I like the idea, to circle back, I love the idea of the fentanyl truck coming down my street. They got the lights on and I can go out there. It's let me get a bomb pop and some fentanyl. I don't know how it comes.
Give me a bump. Exactly. I want the Mickey Mouse ice cream and just a little bit of Fent. Some rainbow ice cream and some rainbow Fent.
Let me get the O-face SpongeBob because it never looks like exactly like SpongeBob.
God, I haven't had... What would I get? Man, I'd just go with a drumstick at this point. But like a fentanyl-laced drumstick. But not enough to kill you, but enough to have a nice afternoon.
Drumstick is the one they put the little chocolate at the bottom, right?
Yeah, I know. You got to eat through it.
Well, chocolate
on top. Exactly. For
reservoir.
All you quitters.
The reservoir tip of fentanyl.
But I mean, it's so like we make light of it, but it's also like it's also laced in all these other drugs that aren't necessarily as hard as fentanyl, like cocaine or, you know, meth. mm-hmm. or whatnot. And it's just, it's a way that, like, if you regulated it, the narco traffickers in this country and in elsewhere wouldn't just cut their crap with this, you know, horribly dangerous drug.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be quality control.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was, then we'd have to admit that it's a problem. And so...
it's not a problem.
Somehow it's not, yeah, not a problem. Not a problem.
Well, that's the heaviness. That's Habituation Room every Tuesday. So let's kind of piggyback on what you kind of do, because you have some lighthearted stuff there as well.
Yeah.
As you know, you read the subject line of this episode. It's a news story roundup. I work for a radio show called The Bob and Tom Show. It's syndicated. So I write a bunch of, write jokes, try to, every week for news stories, and I have a little hoard stash of all my favorite stories.
Yes.
But actually, here's something fun that I wanted to do, Francesca, on Twitter. There's a Twitter account called Actual Names. This is a new follow for me, where they tweet out actual names.
Oh, no.
Can I read some of them to you? Because they'll say U.S. Census 1940 and all that. So these are at least legitimate from what they say. So I take it to heart. These are real names. One was a Grizzle Twat, Scotland marriage, 1561 to 1910. She was a spouse. He or she was a spouse. Grizzle Twat.
No. No.
Yeah.
Is there a D at the end? Because Grizzle is kind of a cool name.
Yeah.
Sounds like a rap Grizzle. Name. Yeah, yeah, DJ Grizzle, Grizzy.
T-W-A double T, twat.
See, that extra T is it takes you out of it. And suddenly it's not, doesn't mean what it means.
It's means,
respectable.
Yeah. Dick Spitter, United States Census 1940.
Yep, yep, I buy that. That seems all the dicks.
Florinette Dick Trousers.
Florinette.
Florinette Trousers. England and Wales Census, 1881.
Now, to name your last... I mean, they must have been in the trouser trade. That sort of makes sense to me.
Yeah, you always hear like, oh, last name Farmer. That guy back in the old country was a farmer.
Right, you know? Trousers. Florinette is a... That's an evil... Just as a terrible thing to do to your child. Florinette.
Because you know, if it's not Florinette, you know it's going to be Flo.
Exactly. I mean, it sounds like a stain remover. Like, it's not clean if it's not Florinette.
That's good. Old Don Draper over here.
Exactly. Florinette Trousers here. Here to tell you that if you're not using Florinette on your trousers, what did, truth be told, it was like the early Mad Men, and they just got paid to name their kid Florinette.
It's just the worst chemicals imaginable, but it's a Tide pin, essentially. It's got fentanyl. Umgada Silly One, South Africa. So,
how do we spell Silly One?
Silly One, like the word silly and the word one put together. Silly One.
Exactly as you would imagine it.
Missy Nipples.
Well, aren't you a Missy Nipples?
That's
what I call my daughter when she's breastfeeding. Well, Missy Nipples over here.
Yeah, look at Missy Nipples coming in after curfew. And we'll end on this one. I'm just reading my favorite ones that I'm just scrolling through now. Max Snatch.
I like it.
Max Snatch, street detective. It's from 1930, so.
Max, M-E-X?
Yep. So it'd be Maxwell, Maximilian Snatch. Either way, Snatch is the part at the...
That's a great nothing. No, definitely... End. Definitely a dog who sniffs out crime by just smelling people's crotches.
Maxie boy, get out of that snatch. I'll admit, Francesca, this is my favorite story that I've been saving. And this is fairly new. Ooh. This is from August of this year, August 23rd. So just a few weeks ago. My favorite one, we're gonna shoot the wad right up front. Fairfax County, Virginia. Detectives say they are on the lookout for a man with three parrots, last seen wearing a black cowboy hat. The man is accused of robbing a McDonald's restaurant. The Fairfax County Police said the robbery took place at knife point around 8 a.m. Tuesday. Investigators said he stole an undisclosed amount of money. And when you look at the pictures, all three parrots are on his hat or his shoulders in the McDonald's. I just love a guy who's got bold enough, no mask, cowboy hat, three parrots, knife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean that he's a modern day Zorro. He's like, I don't know what this is, but it feels like it needs to be incorporated as another McDonald's like character, like Grimace,
Hamburglar,
Hamburglar, and you know, parrot thief. I don't know. You think, here's the thing. The problem with the parrots is they're going to snitch.
You know, they don't plead the fifth.
No, exactly. They're going to say what they saw. They're going to say what they were told to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the co-conspirators.
One of them was actually the ringleader. This guy didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And it was like the ventriloquist character on Batman, who the dummy's actually the ringleader.
Yes. Or what a dumb character. I'm sorry.
I love it because it's any when the doll told me to do it. Any horror movie where the doll did it. Chucky did it, you know?
Right. I always felt bad for that guy because I was like, even as a kid, I was like, yeah, but you're the one making him talk.
Yeah.
That's just your hand, bro.
Yeah.
I do think that, I forgot what you could shoot to cut this part out, but no, I do love this story. I wonder like how far he got, you know what I'm saying? Like
I looked for an update and he's not been found, but I guess maybe
fucking Kaiser Soze up in here of McDonald's. Just
that he walks out, the birds fly away. He throws off the hat. This was like peacocking. You know, they say peacocking, you got to pick up women. This guy, this is the one place you shouldn't peacock, is when you're robbing somebody.
You think that maybe they like the birds also would peck, like they might also be weapons in addition to the knife.
Get them, boys!
Yeah.
this guy's like a creative player. If you gave me all the options in a video game, I'm gonna have three parrots and a cowboy hat and all that stuff. Okay, my favorite story, can't get enough. Hopefully this guy commits more crimes that nobody gets hurt at, so I can see what else he's been doing. Did you know that there's something as a water sommelier?
I have heard of this. Ooh, this is next level. We've run out of things to spend money on.
It's true. Now, sommelier, if you don't know, forever. I'm clarifying this because I'm like, I don't know what that is. But now I know how to say it. I know what it is. It's like a wine taster, but this is for water at the annual Fine Water Summit.
Wow.
I can smell the pretentiousness from here.
A lot of turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks. Yes, quite. Good year.
Mm-hmm.
The world's foremost water sommelier, Martin Rees, makes a living out of tasting water from around the world. He says, I'm almost like chewing the water. I'm chewing the water. I'm putting a lot of my... I'm moving the water through my whole palate because my tongue has different taste palates. And I want the water that goes everywhere in my mouth so I can detect the taste. I'm adding oxygen.
Oh, God. You know what, though? Unpopular take, I'm not mad at this. Like, I kind of... Like, I want to taste that fresh water. I want to taste the best water. Don't you kind of want to taste the best water?
Yeah, I want to taste the best, but I can't afford the best because we'll jump into prices for this water.
Okay. Please. No, I'm sure they're doing good things throughout the world. No one's water source has been diverted or tapped or, you know, no local community has been harmed. This is a very good use of money.
This guy's also, his real name is George Nestle. From the stealing water. No, he joined some of the world's foremost water tasters in Athens, Greece, to have 100 different varieties of water with categories ranging from low mineral still to high mineral sparkling. I didn't know. That's like, I barely know like well drinks and top shelf drinks. And
right.
I don't
know. I mean, I can tell you about bubbles between Spindrift and Topo Chico and maybe like one of them, you know, like Kirkland sparklers. Like I could Mm-hmm. I'd be into the sparkling water. Once you add bubbles, I'm like, okay, you've changed the game a little bit.
Yeah. Now it doesn't feel like I'm drinking gross water.
Exactly. I'm drinking air and water.
I'm chewing.
Yeah, definitely. Gotta get it all around. It's just too much. I don't know. I mean, look, I think we keep going with the sommelier. Like, there should be sommeliers for, you know, juice. What about, like, a child? Just, like, a five-year-old.
Got a purple mouth. Can't get enough.
Yep. A juice sommelier. I let it go all over my mouth and the front of my shirt.
It's like a, give me the Hot Pocket sommelier. Of course, that's Gaffigan. And just yes. Give me the grossest foods, but add sommelier to it to make
Pop-Tart sommelier.
Yeah. I feel like when you get Pop-Tarts, which I don't often get, you gotta get the name brand. Some stuff you buy name brand. Don't you agree?
I do think so. I mean, I'm not a big Pop-Tarts person, but I think there are a lot of people who have tried to do Pop-Tarts, and it doesn't come out right.
Yeah.
I'm more of a toaster strudels bitch, but that's it's been a while, though, since I had those.
I didn't. So we just doubled the pretentiousness on this podcast.
We did.
With dear toaster strudels.
With Pillsbury coming. So what else about it? What do they find? Is he going to be dethroned? That's my question. How does he get the top spot?
Well, here's a guy. He wrote a menu. He said water sommeliers can never pair, though you can even pair water with a meal. Floral Tasmanian rainwater. That's floral Tasmanian rainwater. For
you
instance,
son of a bitch.
What might go well with dessert.
Stop it.
Yeah. Give me some. It's weird to be like, let me get a bomb pop and some floral Tasmanian water. So this guy, Carlos Crespo Lorenzo, helped create the world's largest water menu for his family's restaurant in Spain, offering 150 waters from 33 countries. This is an import. Some of the waters he sells range from $8. That's just below concert prices for water.
No, yeah, that's a... What's the $8 one get you? Like L.A. tap?
L.A. tap. Not cold. If you want it cold, it's extra. Yeah. So it ranges from $8 to more than $17,000 a bottle.
Shut up.
That's why I said...
That's that Tasmanian floral rainwater. I mean, you want to drink Tasmanian rainwater, you're going to... Yeah, and that's great. Once again, I'm sure nobody in Tasmania needed that rainwater. I'm so glad we're bottling it and selling it to elitist tourists for $170,000 a pop.
Yeah, it's too much. That's nuts. And I Googled this guy's name, Carlos Crespo Lorenzo. He's on Instagram. It looked like he posted a menu, but it was very small font, and it's also in Spanish. So... It didn't say agua, it said water, but then I was like, I can't. I tried to go to the website of the restaurant and I couldn't.
I would be interested in a restaurant that has like five different types. Like that to me is interesting and no more than $10 for a bottle. But or like a flight. I would be down with a flight of water. Here's the reality is I'm a big water person. If I leave the house without a bottle of water, usually in like a massive, you know, water bottle.
Stainless steel
with the handle. It's not in this room. So already I'm like parched. If I go 5 minutes, I'm like, I'm dying. But I also live in, again, I live in Los Angeles. It's like inhumanly dry here and awful. I think other parts of the country, you don't feel so parched.
Yeah. Now, do you think some of that you spend $5,000 on a bottle of water, you know, somebody out there's like, put it in the humidifier. I want to breathe.
Shut up. No. What a waste.
Make some ice out of it and mix the waters, put it in the Tasmanian toilet water, whatever. And then
you
get
that water cocktail.
Yeah. So it melts and then you get it like, now it sounds pretentious. It unlocks the flavors. Cause I'm not a big alcohol guy either, but you talk to some alcohol people and you're like, you got to stir it clockwise and all that and unlock the flavor. I wish I was that passionate about certain things. I wish I had that in my life.
I don't think anyone, however, has ever like mixed two wines and been like, oh no, but when you make rosé by taking red and white and make it pink, it's even so.
Boxed you're and off. Bagged.
Yeah. You're off on that. Exactly. I do you remember the best tasting water you ever had?
No, it's usually when I'm the most hot, that's the best tasting water. That's what it is. I remember one time I went to, I worked with the comedian Hal Sparks, who's super funny. And what he does, I guess, in towns is he finds a good restaurant on Saturday night. We went here in Indianapolis, is that Italian restaurant out of my element. It was too fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one where it was water, but it was not Perrier, but it was in a fancy bottle, glass. And whenever I'd go to like reach to pour it, they'd run over and pour it for you.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I can't, I'm too poor. I shouldn't be here.
Is this extra? Cause I really don't want to tip you for pouring my own water for me. Thanks. Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, that's the protocol. I'd go there. I'd dress a little nice. And then I'd snap my, you don't snap at the servers.
Oh, you don't.
You whistle. I think that's rude. Hey. Toots. It's like
exactly. A lot of
water.
Chief. Yeah. this is going to sound super pretentious, but I did used to live in Argentina and I visited the border between Argentina and Chile. And there's a river, a lake there. And the water is all just straight up glacial Andean water. And I reached my hand down and just like drank it straight up from this, not the lake, but like a part that was flowing into the lake. And it was so good. It was so crisp and cold and wonderful. And I'll never, no Brita will ever come close.
Yeah, that's because my wife, producer wife, that's her name.
Producer
wife.
She's
from a small town in Indiana. And now she lives in the big city of Indianapolis. And she'll be like, this tap water around here just tastes like chemicals.
Yeah.
So you gotta filter it. And so I'm not unaware that some water tastes different, because even with bottled water, you're like, I couldn't tell you the difference, but I'm like, I know Dasani tastes different than other ones. You know, like some people are like, I hate Dasani. To me it's water, but I'm, you know.
Have you ever heard someone call some water round? Something sounds the water's too round?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, well, what is his name?
Carlos, whatever.
Carlos, whatever,
Crispo,
would know.
Lorenzo.
Yeah. Lorenzo knows. Crispo. It's basically, you know when, like, you drink water and it kind of rolls through your mouth a little too, like, it doesn't, like, Evian. Have you ever had Evian or Avion? It's like a little, it doesn't quench your tongue immediately. It just kind of rolls through your tongue, if that makes any kind of sense to you. It's like, there's something weird about it where you can't, your mouth can't get a hold on it. What I'm trying to say is I'm a water sommelier. And
I was going to say, how was the summit this year?
Yeah. It was quite amazing. Everyone made some incredible investments. Very refreshing. And some Amazonian rainforest was auctioned off. and it was delightful.
Let's jump from some very high-end fancy stuff to Newberry High School. Threatens to remove toilet paper from restrooms. This is from May of this year. This was right at the end of the school year. Starting on Wednesday, students would have to go to the front office to pick up their toilet paper, said this message. Administration has decided to take the toilet paper out of the restrooms for the remainder of the school year. This is because students were flushing entire rolls of toilet paper down the toilet. Now, they put this out and eventually, quickly, the rest of the school or the district sent out a message saying that's not true. But can you imagine having to go to the office? You know, for women it's different because you gotta have it to pee. But
right.
For a guy, you're like, it's like gotta be like, if you're a guy, there's no other reason for you to have that toilet paper. Then it's like, we all poop, but it's like nobody wants anybody to know that they're pooping, you know?
Sure. You're walking around with a big, you know, like a poop sign around your neck.
Yeah.
With your toilet paper.
What are you going to do with that?
Well,
a
I mean,
prank,
it's like,
you know?
Exactly. Yo, I'm just going to go TP a car / drop a major load.
Yeah.
I it's a little bit like the toilet paper rationing. Like if you've ever been to, I guess maybe like a, like I feel like a public restroom at a beach or something, or like a lot of other countries to where you pay to use the restroom, like 25 mm-hmm. cents, and then they'll give you like a little thing of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Or even in a really, really, really nice, I guess, restaurant. Maybe they do. Some places where they're like, here's your allotted amount of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And you're always a little bit like, how do you know I don't need more? You know?
This is a situation, it's always good to have extra.
It really is. It really is. And also, I mean, first of all, this has got to be some sort of TikTok challenge with these kids. Like, I do not doubt that high school students were trying to flush whole rolls of toilet paper. It was like either they were trying to smoke weed out of it, or mm-hmm. it's a TikTok challenge, or they're like, if we clog all toilets, they have to cancel school. Like, whatever the reason was, I don't put it past it. Like, that's the thing about, like, schools and administrators. There's always, like, one thing that makes headlines. And there's always a part of me that's like, you know they had their reason. Like, let's mm-hmm. stop pretending like we weren't all, like, you know, just kind of major. We weren't dicking around all throughout high school.
Yeah.
There was a reason they did that.
And when you think about it, you go to any school or any major store or whatever, it's never the small toilet paper that you have at your house. It's always the big industrial paper thin, but it's, you know, it's a that cheese roll. Wheel. It's a wheel yes. of cheese size toilet paper. And it's wasteful to do that kind of stuff. And this is old man Brent coming out. Why are you doing that? Stop wasting it.
Yeah, absolutely. But it probably didn't clog it because it takes a lot of that toilet paper to clog.
Yeah.
Those
toilets. If you're just throwing the whole thing in there, that's it doesn't even have to clog. But I'm like, that's wasteful. Stop doing that. It's like having to go to that walk of shame to the office. It's like having to ask the hotel front desk for the plunger.
Oh, God.
You don't have to admit to it, but I have. And it's, again, what are you going to do with that?
You don't go to the front. You call the front desk, and they bring it to you.
Send it up, please. And just leave it on the stoop. Okay, you said, if we clog it, then we'll be able to leave. Here's an even better way, Fran.
Okay.
Prankster sent students to the hospital, shut down school after using fart spray.
Yes.
Texas High School. The student fessed up to the foul prank after fire officials and hazardous response teams spent 3 days investigating reports of a smell of gas at Caney Creek High School.
Oh, my God.
Just outside of Houston, a student confessed to bringing a highly concentrated prank spray. It's called, seems like German something, Hengsgout fart spray. Now, if you give that a Google, or I found it on Amazon, I said, this got to be high-end stuff. This got to be potent. This is bear spray for fart spray.
Yeah.
The box, I pulled it up. It's got the name on it. It says fart spray. It's a turd with legs and arms. And it's got a sign on it. It cost you $9.
Wow. That's about $9 of taxpayer money that was required to put it now. More like $9,000 of taxpayer money for a fire department to come out.
For the spread. And, of course, I went to the reviews.
Oh, please.
The first top review says, at high school. This is from August 26th of this year. From somebody named Darius. Bought the product for school purposes, thinking it was going to be weak. And I got it for school purpose. This is school supplies. And not going to last long. I was completely wrong. The high school called a gas leak company and had to evacuate all the students.
My man wrote a review. This is the most adult prankster. This is like a Yelpy yuppie prankster. Like, in fact, it did everything and more that I wanted it to, and everyone should know. I love that. I love teens and their like their lack of filter is so funny.
He did say the fart spray was round and it didn't hydrate.
It was very round. It went right through the palate. I gotta wonder like how that is created. Is it just like, I mean, you could really hold any kind of container over, I don't know, like old compost or just a bunch of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I I keep my eggshells. This is dumb, but I keep them and I crush them and I feed it to like the plants outside.
Yeah, my mom did that.
Yeah, okay. So then my mom comes over and she's like, you know what you should do instead of crushing them? Just put it in a big Tupperware, like a big vat thing, and put a bunch of water in it. And then you can use that water. And I was like, okay. Every time you open the vat to add more eggshells, a noxious, like, labyrinth, bog of eternal stench. If you get this on you, you will stink for the rest of your life. Fucking smell comes out. And I'm just like, the whole house. Even though you opened it, the lid, for, I don't know, 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I mean, rotten eggs is a smell. People will say it's rotten eggs.
And then eggs.
You're super concentrating it. Do you keep that in the fridge? You keep it in the fridge?
Not even. Okay. Ew, hell. What if it spilled on something?
Well, but then I'm like, it would stink worse if you just left it on the counter.
Well, I think that's what's happening. Help me.
I'm saying, you know, your mom's a smart lady, but maybe not this time.
Yeah. She missed on this one.
I do like that there are other reviews, and the reviews that aren't 5 stars, it's mostly because it smells too good / bad. It's too good. The spray smells worse than normal fart spray. I would buy the normal spray instead of this one. 4 stars. That normal should be a five. Spray. Five. That's 5. It's too good.
Yeah. No, you can't do that. It did what it was supposed to do.
I hate Amazon reviews where it'll say product was as advertised, 3 stars. That's a 5-star review.
But they are just too lazy to say what they didn't like about it. My favorite 1-star reviews are the ones that were like, I put it on backwards, though. 1 star. And you're like, but you put it on, you did it backwards.
Yeah. Product arrived broken. That's probably not Samsung's fault. You know?
Exactly. There's a lot of that where you're like, are you reviewing the product or are you reviewing, how you got it or how you got the one that had a little thing missing? Like, it's just, that's not helpful.
I'll spend hours looking at reviews. It'd be 1,000,000 5-star reviews and 1 is 3. I'm like, I knew this was a piece of shit. I'm not getting it.
I know. That's what's so fucked up about it.
And now some of these, it's like hard to tell if these are legit reviews. It said legal charges pending. I find it hard to believe, but it's still funny to me. It said, I shut down our local Walmart for a possible gas leak from this product. I have charges pending. See? and then other ones, OMG, so
this
strong.
This is straight up, people are catching charges. That's how good this fart is. Like, you ever fart so good, like someone caught a charge? That's amazing.
Yeah, that means you should go to the hospital. Like these kids did. 6 students were hospitalized after suffering severe headaches from the smell. And they shut down the school for the remainder of the week. So, again, you're trying to get out of school. This is it.
Exactly. Ditch the toilet paper. It's about that fart spray.
Mm-hmm. Let's go overseas to the UK. This says Leicester or Leicester, but I gave it a Google and it's Leicester. That's how they say it over there in the UK. About 90 miles from London. Leicester man loses dad's ashes in bag for life. And loses, he has them in a bag. He was going to scatter them and then he accidentally went on a pub crawl. Man has appealed for help in finding his dad's ashes. He was going to take him on a final farewell. And I love all this language where it's clearly from the UK. It says, visit pleasure rides with dad. Pleasure rides. Didn't go well. Stan, 39, his name's Stan Blade. Good name.
Mm-hmm. Strong.
Bumped into a group of old mates and ended up on a pub crawl in his former hometown. He had the ashes in a bag, and the ashes were in a little wooden casket. I love that. And he was going to scatter his dad's ashes. His dad was just 60 when he died. R.I.P. Mr. Blade. Stan never realized the ashes were missing until he arrived home that night. And it turns out he had drank six tins, that means cans, of Stella, and 5 pints of lager.
Oh my God.
He had 11 drinks.
Oh my God.
Stepmom was furious. I came home and my mom asked, "Where is your dad?" She was not pleased at all.
There's like some sort of like cut to, you know, him being challenged to like ditch the ashes and drink a pint out of the little coffin, and he does, and then he's like, "I don't know what happened." Like, you know, they're in the part of me is like, "Oh yeah, someone stole it." No. You know, it was him. He threw it out. He was like, "It doesn't matter. I hated my dad anyway. Son of a," you know, and then the rest is history. But what an incredibly British story. Yes. Then I got caught in a pub crawl and I couldn't get out.
It was a surprise one. So I've maybe ran into people and had a drink or two, but not 9. Like, this is like, this is a movie. This is The Hangover for ashes.
Yes, it is. It is.
So he's going to take them around all these spots. The idea was to take them to the beach and go on the bumper cars and get an ice cream, you know, all the stereotypical things you do at the beach. But I ended up bumping into friends and getting a drink, getting drunk along the seafront. After he realized his dad was missing, he went straight back to the pubs to find it. Of course, he couldn't, so he took to TikTok. Made a video, still slurring in the video. "I convinced my stepmom to do a TikTok. I thought it would be funny. Put him in the Dodge'em cars, bumper cars. Dodge'em cars.
Dodge'em cars. Put him That's the opposite of bumper cars.
Yeah. Put him in the big wheel, I guess the Ferris wheel. Give him a kiss me quick hat." I don't know what that is. Kiss me quick hat. And a stick.
There's just so many British things in this.
A stick of rock and stuff. I don't know what that is.
What is any of this stuff? A stick of rock. It's like... Yeah. I don't even know what that could be.
Yeah, I don't. But I. That's like why I love candy? This story. Is yeah.
Like a hot dog. Put him in the hullabaloo hangout. Yeah. You know,
Bibs and Bobbles and
yeah exactly. Like, by the way, I do think his dad though. I mean, that's probably just as good of a send off as any, doing a pub crawl and getting hammered.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it's, you know, drink 8, everyone is for your dad. This is for Mr. Blade or whatever, you know. You have to toast the man.
Yeah, now if a dad didn't come up at all, because you got to, anyway, I wonder, because if they must have been asking, "How are you?" And what if he's like, "I'm great, really good. Yeah, you know, I got married." He's like, got his dad's ashes, not even mentioning them. Like,
what's that little coffin under your arm?
It's nothing. Nah, you know.
I did see this part just now, even though I've read the story before. Stan's dad, Stephen Jewett, so not Mr. Blade, died in 2011 at the age of 60. So this has been a while since he died from complications of alcohol abuse. So,
ooh, so he did go out the way he wanted to.
Yeah, put him in the Dodge'em cars, and the only person to get a DUI on the bumper cars. So I did find an update, though.
Oh, please, thank you.
He's been found. It's good news.
Oh, Dad's found.
By a bin man.
Good old bin man.
The garbage man. He's delighted. He told Daily Mail Online how police had got in touch with him and revealed a refuse collector had found the ashes on top of a bin at South End Seafront.
Oh, my God. I hope he got a good reward. His name is, they call him Bin Man. For some reason, Bin Man sounds even more disrespectful than Garbage Man.
Bin Garbage Man, yeah.
Bin Man. You know, guys... Alcoholism is a serious ailment and runs in the family.
Yep.
So let that be a lesson. But I don't know. Hopefully he had fun. And hopefully he does not go the way of his dad, because 60 is pretty young.
Young and to go on a pub crawl. But I guess cheers in honor to him, I suppose.
Yeah, pour one out.
Yeah, have some fancy water, maybe, instead of...
Exactly.
2 more stories.
Love it.
February 24th, so even earlier in the year, but I like this
one. This is all this year.
Yes.
Brent. And wow, what a year. And I've heard none of these. Zero.
Well,
I cover the news all the time.
I see 15 stories a day.
Good God.
Yeah. And I hoard my favorites. In a harebrained scheme destined to fail, a Florida woman, there you go, our first Florida woman.
Wow, surprising.
Thought she could game a court-ordered urinalysis. I love that name. I didn't know that was a term. Mm-hmm. Urinalysis test with a pill container filled with soda and tap water.
Oh, honey, so close. So
give me
close.
Some Dr. Pepper and some Tanzanian water off a leaf.
Yes, exactly. Whatever. That shows how much THC you actually do have in your urine when you're like, I'll just put Mountain Dew in a little water in this pill bottle.
I did a video where that was the trend, Fran, was the urine therapy, where it helps fight COVID, of course.
Oh, you drink it, right?
Of course, and it was apple juice, but I put it in a container that you would piss in. And I just
this is as your alter ego, as your character?
Yeah, the character. And I just gotten a different car, so new to me. And of course, the thing is, you got to take a sip and, of course, choke on it and spit it. So, like, the first week I had this car, I had apple juice all over the fucking dashboard. But hey, it's for art.
It is. It is for content. Even worse than art.
Yeah. So now I can write the car off on my taxes. I don't know how that works.
There you go.
But,
it does.
Apple juice. Yeah. I'm gonna tell the CPA, write this apple juice off.
If billionaires can write off their private jets, you can do that for your car. So funny.
And of course, it was the darkest color, and people are like, you need to drink some water. I love shit like that in videos where you put something in the background and never mention it. Or have it so dark that you know it's going. Like when I would do videos with my mom's, I would not cut the grass and pile shit in the back to make it look. People like, you need to cut your grass. I love shit like that. I love it. That's my.
It's
favorite.
Such a random. Also because of your character, like it's like, well, do you get the bit or do you straight up not get the bit? And you're just like, I'm looking at whatever you've got behind you.
Yeah, but that's like it's an art piece in the back. It lends itself to rewatches to be like, is that a tire? Yeah, it is. It's a tire.
He's doing it for y'all, people. He's doing it for the fans, for the rewatches.
Right. It's not laziness. It's it's art.
It's strategic.
Now, she put the soda in tap water. It says a pill container, and this was on the smokinggun.com or whatever that website is, but it didn't have a picture, so I imagine it was like one of those clinical pee in this type things.
Right,
but
right.
In my head, pill container, I want it to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and just piss. Let me fill up the whole thing.
Just spray the whole thing. Yeah. Now, I wonder what soda you... Did they say it wasn't Dr. Pepper, or like what do we test for?
It doesn't, but I kind of want to know. And this is an interesting side note that's not important to anybody. We had this neighbor, and I talked to him occasionally. And it's every time I talk to him, you know, it's going to be a new piece of material for stand up.
Yeah, sure.
And he told me that they have this parrot, which I had never seen. I don't know if he has two more and robs things. He said, you know, we got this parrot. I don't remember the parrot's name, but he's like, he won't shut up unless you give him Dr. Pepper. They gave this parrot Dr. Pepper once, and then he just keeps coming back. So now you got to feed this monster Dr. Pepper every day.
Oh, this motherfucker, does he have kids? Does he know the oldest trick of the... I won't shut up unless you give me sugar. No, I'm pretty sure when I give you sugar, you're going to keep talking and never stop and want more and more and more. It is a drug.
Sir, your parrot has diabetes.
Yeah, no, but for real, parrots can... Because parrots are like... obnoxious SOBs, and they will drive you crazy unless they get what they want. And yeah, I once dated a guy. Well, I was actually married to him. Yeah, that was fun. No, my ex-mother-in-law, her parrot could imitate her laugh to a T, and it was so scary. And it also did the Nextel phone thing, like, you know, the beep, the chirp. Yeah. Because I guess that's she used funny. To have a Nextel phone, and then it would be like, ha, 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 like her sort of like smoker's laugh.
Yeah.
Very unsettling.
Dude, I like they say it's just mimicking, but they'll use phrases in the correct, like, time, and like almost have a conversation. In my head, I'm like, they're way smarter than we think they are, because they're using phrases at the right time, or maybe they're just programmed to do it. But I'm like, these birds are smarter than we think they are.
But like, what if they're not? What if they're just smart in certain random ways? But I mean,
like me, that's how I'm smart.
Right, like, just in very particular ways.
Yeah.
I think crows are smart. I think parrots are just lucky because they can imitate humans.
Mm-hmm. It's the Frank Caliendo, the avian Frank Caliendo. They can
do
impressions and stuff. Now, it said tap water, and her plan was, this is cringeworthy even for me, a non-vagina owner. She was going to put it up in there.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then, of course, do the pee test, and I don't know how that was going to work if you put the container up there, but then you got to take it out and take the lid off and then put it back up in there. I don't know how it was going to work, but it's unclear when she submitted a urine sample that what type of soda it was. During a court appearance today, Hunter pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of urinalysis fraud. She fined 500 bones.
Ooh, urinalysis fraud. I didn't know that was a thing. Also, 500 is bad, but it's not like the worst. I mean, could have been worse.
But I feel like if you're putting tap water and soda in your thing, that's a major hit.
It's not the worst.
It's not thousands of dollars.
But she first of all, I mean, that soda's probably cheap. But second of all, it's probably she's saving her money for like her meth addiction, which is probably why.
It was store brand. It was Big K.
It was Big K soda. And they're like, ma'am, it would have been 800 or if it was actual Coca-Cola. But we see you're hurting and times are tough. But it was all to avoid what? I mean, probably drug tests, right?
Yeah, I think it was a drug test, but
ways around that, because when you're pregnant, you go and you like give a urine sample every time you go to the OB, and they have the little cups there and everything, and so you're doing it all in there. But I feel like if it's I've never done a drug test, pee test, but it might be the same. Like they just have the cups in the bathroom, or they have to give you the cup. So you have to make sure it's almost like concert bracelets or stamps. Like you have to make sure your cup that you're sneaking in looks exactly the same. Or you have a little container of pee, right? And then here's what I would do. Here's what I think you have to. You can't just put liquid up the vagina. You'll never hold it. You have to put a small baggie or a water balloon full of whatever, full of the soda, the RC Cola. And then you'll put it up, then you can pop, and then, but who knows if it goes all, it's difficult.
There's a story about every 3-4 months of somebody trying to game the system with this type of stuff, and I think it's to the point, certain places, where they literally have to watch you pull your pants down and pull your thing out, where there's no way around it, and then there's like, you'll get a fake penis. Some people will do that, but then you got to match it to your skin tone. So it's like you can't
if you put like a water balloon up there, if it's a vagina, and then how do you like pop it on command? You got to get strong on the Kegels, but then if you pop it, you can't just go, because nobody pees like that. It's got to be a trickle.
My water broke.
I'm pregnant.
I have to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last one. This one, I don't have a date for this one. But a woman has gone viral after revealing Monday that clients paid her more than $2,000 after cleaning 5 houses topless.
Ooh.
So, the woman who goes by the name Sammy said for 1 hour of topless cleaning, she charges the occupant $300 on top of a tip. $300.
It's not the worst thing. I think it's good money. I would have like some like you can't touch yourself, because she's just cleaning while someone's watching her.
I'd be like, if I was the guy that hired, I'd be nervous not to lurk. But also the type of person that would be nervous to not lurk would not hire a topless maid.
Exactly.
I have to go also be in the room that you're in,
You missed a spot. Exactly. Yeah. Like, keeping that above board and, like, safe feels very difficult.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Uh-oh.
She said, so many of you want to know how much I make a day as a topless maid. Today I cleaned 5 houses. I charge $300 an hour. And I have a security guy who sits out in front in the car and waits for me just in case something happens. According to her, she said one of the houses she was tipped $150. A second house, $300, and gave me a $120 tip. And she also said third and fourth houses she visited gave her $150, $110 tip respectively. What are these people doing? That $300, that's nothing. And then let me go ahead and tip you out an extra $150. $150 is my cleaning budget total.
No, exactly. That's exactly right. Somebody. Well, $300 for an hour. I mean, one person.
Yeah.
That's 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a lot of work. I have seen these like services though. It's like there's like sexy maids, and I believe I even saw the topless, like cleaners, which are just like. Are we that lonely? I guess.
I think I'm going to open up a bottomless cleaner. So I'm going to be a reverse Bert Kreischer, and I'll Porky Pig around your house while I clean up your stuff.
Yes, 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 yes. Nothing but just pale ass.
How do you know it's pale?
Well, Brent.
You know, my face is this pale, but I do extensively tan my ass.
Interestingly, it's the only place I tan.
You know, it's low risk of cancer. I don't know. But good guess. You're correct. She finally noted that her fifth house gave her a hefty $200. So she made $500 in an hour. And she says that one was kind of dirty. Kind of dirty. I don't have anybody that comes and cleans our house. And if you do, cool. But I would be so nervous to have somebody come in my house that I would then begin to pick up things so you wouldn't think I'm the monster that I am.
Well, that's actually when people do have... I have someone who comes once a month. She's lovely, and it is very expensive. Mm-hmm. And so by like week 2 or 3, we're like, this house is really dirty. Mm-hmm. And you have to straighten before they come. Because you're just like, you're like, this is awful. Like, this is too much. So you like straighten and put things away. You clean for the cleaners. That's the rule.
Yeah.
But then also, I just think, like, there's so much chemicals, there's so much work, there's so much dirt and grout. Like, to be topless, just generally, like, exposing so much of your skin to not just their dirt and their grime, but then, like, the chemicals and shit. I'm just like,
pinching things, whether it's the guy being weird or just getting them caught in things and...
I don't want to be watched. I think that's not, like, you might have to be into that, or you just really need the money. But I think, like... A skeevy dude, exactly. Like, I would want to be watched by all the people who, like, would never hire this service in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Someone who wouldn't need to gawk at women because they know how to talk to them. That kind of thing.
Just lurking. Yeah. So after 5 hours of work, she said she made a total of $2,230. So that number...
Now I'm considering it.
At the beginning, they're like, nope, not for me. Then she's making $2,200, but she does cut her in her security guard. He makes 35%. So he made $800, which dropped her take to $1,400. Still, 5 hours, $1,400.
Well, that's one, I know, and that's one house. I mean, I don't think you can really get in 2 houses in a day, but that's pretty good. I mean, you've got people who are like topless dancers who aren't making that in tips. But then again, you are... cleaning someone, like, there's a lot of labor.
Yeah.
Although ostensibly, given what strippers are making, maybe it's like only one dude gawking instead of a bunch. Mm-hmm. And you know, dancing's hard, so maybe cleaning is like same. I'd have to talk to a stripper about this.
Now, do you think in a situation where it's like she did a half-ass job, she looks great, the guy is into it, but then he's like, there's like hair in my shower, you know?
No, half
like,
those guys, first of all, those guys are all rich and they all have another cleaning person.
The real one, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Who is absolutely not topless. She is, you know, she's an immigrant from Guatemala 30 years ago, and she's been doing this for her whole life and she crushes it. Like that's what's the reality.
So a man on a budget such as myself, I bring in the topless one, I pay her accordingly, but then I'd be like,
You got to do it over.
Stuff on the, yeah, like the asshole where I'm like, oh, come on. I really do care about the cleanliness, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly. No, that's not. Can you imagine being like, you missed a spot? No, for real. That'd be so annoying. You're like, my boobs are out. Give me a break.
Yeah. That makes up for a lot of stuff. But so there's some comments. Somebody said, I can't believe you cleaned 5 houses in a day. That's impressive. I can barely clean my own in a day, you know. What's getting clean? Somebody else said, and somebody said, I'm in the wrong job. And somebody said, $800, I need to do that work for the guy that sat in the car. And what do you do if something goes wrong? You sit in the car, but how do you even alert?
Well, that's what I think. I think it's a little bit weird. It's bizarre to be in the car.
Yeah.
You need to be closer than that.
And then what happened? What do you do? So somebody puts their hand in their pants. What action do you take besides leave?
Unhand yourself, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
But all those water sommeliers, by the way, speaking of going back to all this, mm-hmm. they all hire these topless maids. And
that's
then they
what
have the real house cleaner.
Mix the Pine Sol with and the fancy water to make it all.
Only clean the tub with a Tanzanian floral rainwater. Thank you.
I say, they start everything with, I say, topless lady.
I say, you've got nice tits.
It's like so. Like, he's got a monocle, but also is the sleeves at the same time.
Oh, there's so many of them. They're like, that's what they, that's why they want to be that rich. So they can just be a sleaze, but they've got money. And everyone's like, all right.
I just want to be rich. And the thing is, I don't want to clean my own house.
Yeah. That's well, you know what? You know what you should start with? Because apparently you can just do like bathroom, kitchen.
Okay.
And it's like, it's a little more affordable because the rest you can kind of do. Bathroom, kitchen, though, that's a slog.
It's the places that you want to remodel to up your house value.
The most. Totally. Yeah. All that said, I support sex work. I think it's great. I think it's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm not judging.
Oh, no, judge. If you got it, do it.
If you got it, absolutely do it. If you can clean houses or you got a nice rack, do it. But I'm also like, man, can't we just have like free healthcare? Can't we just have, like, you know, I don't know, you know, free college tuition? Can't we just have, like, basic fundamental things
in
this country?
No, there's no money in it. Free, there's no
get
money.
There's no money. We have to do these kinds of things. It's also, like, anyway, it's fine. Go be topless.
Show's the Bituation Room every Tuesday. You're streaming on Twitch and YouTube. And then can get the podcast after the fact.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Brent. Thanks for the plugs. And I'm such a fan, you know, just like everyone is. You're funny as hell.
Thank
you. You know, after the boat brawl, there was only one person I wanted to hear from.
And what did they say? It was okay. Well, thank you. I wasn't going to comment, but I saw it everywhere. Some stuff I'm like, I don't want to, I don't know. I get busy, but then there were.
Oh, I knew exactly where you were. No. But see, here's the thing. Because you were late to that, I knew what had happened, which is it's so much work. The same thing with me. Mm-hmm. So much work. I'm sure I want to say something, but oh my God, filming the video, doing the thing, writing whatever bit you want to write. Like, it's finding your angle. It's a fuck ton of work, but I'm glad you did it. And I wish you nothing but even the team, the cleaning crew and the team to make sure that you are prepped to always get on those stories.
That's right.
Because we need your takes.
Well, likewise, your show is more highbrow than what I'm doing. But thank you for being on the show. I it's good to talk to you.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
It's the Field Trip Podcast with Brent Berghue. Take